Hi everyone, it's Rich here. So I've made it to Newcastle at the end of quite a long week going around meeting all of the ambassadors. And I'm pleased to say I'm here with Oliver. Hello Oliver.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. It's beautifully sunny here, isn't it?
It is unusual for Newcastle, but if you come back it'll be raining.
Am I right in thinking that Newcastle men just generally walk around topless whatever the weather?
Whatever the weather, I don't own a coat, no.
No, fantastic. And the other bit of useful local info you gave me is that reception generally is rubbish here because, what was it, the buildings?
It's old stone buildings, so most of the places around the train station don't have good phone signal.
Brilliant. So that means that I don't actually know what time my train is. I've got no idea what my ticket references are, so I'll probably be here for months.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something to do in the evening in Newcastle. Usually diversions.
I could join in a hen night, couldn't I?
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, I'm sort of digressing before we've even started, really. But obviously, we're really pleased to have you as an ambassador, as part of the Strengthening Disabled People's User-Led Organisations programme. So it'd be really good if you can just to let me know, you know, why were you interested in becoming an ambassador?
Well, I'm just really passionate about the work that Disabled People's User-Led Organisations, which is a huge mouthful to say, do. It's the sort of work that I'm passionate about, that I've been involved in for a number of years, and the chance to sort of get involved with a team that's going to help progress that work, bring more cohesion, bring a more powerful voice to disabled people is something that I'm really excited to be involved with.
It is incredibly exciting, and I think one thing we've just had a really good couple of hours together, and one thing we were talking about is making sure that this work goes across all impairment groups, and particularly picking up on, you know, people with learning disabilities, people with mental health conditions. So I suppose in that sort of context, you know, what would you hope the programme may do by the end of its 4 years?
By the end of the programme, I would hope that there'd be disability groups working as disability groups rather than impairment specific groups. You know, groups have maybe come together, shared that learning, and they're still doing their own thing, but there's actually a more cohesive, stronger voice talking about disability as a social issue rather than impairment specific groups that can be quite an isolating and lonely experience for individuals, whereas, you know, the experience of disability is something collective that we all share.
I couldn't agree more. And what we were talking about, you know, the idea that that's attitudinal and societal, and yeah, you know, in terms of access and not just the impairment stuff. Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, you as an individual. It's about, you know, the society that we all live in. You know, the jobs we have, the families we live in, the neighbourhoods, the housing, health, everything.
Yeah,
it's about our lives.
Brilliant. Well, it's been really good to meet you, Oliver. I'm really looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, me too.
We're going to all see each other on the 18th, where you get to meet the other ambassadors, and I'll do a few more audio booths and videos and stuff then. But I'm in Newcastle. I'm a big fan of Twitter. You're on there too. And it would be remiss of us not to mention our friend Joey Barton 7, wouldn't it?
It would be. I'm a follower. He keeps things lively. He's got a talent for direct communication, if nothing else.
He does. I noticed he was quoting Nietzsche and Orwell and stuff recently.
He was, and he managed to spell Isambard Kingdom Brunel without any mistakes, which probably doesn't do his reputation as a hard man much good.
Do you think anyone's doing it for him, like feeding him these quotes?
I can't imagine that he's getting them from anywhere than his own extensive experience of philosophy.
Yeah.
Pop philosophy.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. All right, well, good to meet you, Oliver, and we'll do this again sometime.
Thanks so much.
Brilliant, cheers.
Bye-bye.